Gospod Džaganat včasih postopa po gajih ob reki Kalindi, kjer zelo ubrano igra in poje. Je kakor čmrl, ki z veliko slastjo uživa v nektarju lotosovih obrazov mladih gopi. Njegova lotosova stopala častijo velike osebnosti, kot so Lakšmi, Šiva, Brahma, Indra in Ganesh. Naj se ta gospodar univerzuma milostno razkrije mojim očem. V levi roki drži flauto, na glavi ima pavje pero, okrog bokov pa nosi fino svileno tkanino. S kotički oči pogleduje svoje ljubeče družabnice in zmeraj uživa v zabavah, katere uprizarja v Vrindavani. Naj se ta gospodar univerzuma milostno razkrije mojim očem. Na obali oceana stoji velika palača, žareča kot čisto zlato. Vrh njene tempeljske kupole je kot safirno modra planina. Gospod Džaganat v družbi mogočnega brata Balabhadre in sestre Subhadre tam pobožnim dušam omogoča, da opravljajo različne vrste vdanega služenja. Naj se ta gospodar univerzuma milostno razkrije mojim očem. Gospod Džaganat je brezdani ocean brezvzročne milosti. Njegova krasna polt spominja na gručo temnih dežnih oblakov. V veliko zadovoljstvo mu je poslušati ljubeče očitke njegove ljubljene boginje Lakšmi. Njegov obraz je kakor brezmadežen razcvel lotosov cvet. Častijo ga največji polbogovi in modreci. Njegove odlike in dejanja pa s pesmimi veličajo poosebljene upanišade. Naj se ta gospodar univerzuma milostno razkrije mojim očem. Ko se gospod Džaganat povzpne na voz Ratajatro in se poda na slovesen obhod, ga vso pot spremljajo glasne molitve in pesmi, ki mu jih posvečajo množice svetih braman. Ob poslušanju njihovih himen čuti naklonjenost do njih. Je ocean milosti in pravi prijatelj vseh svetov. Naj se ta gospodar univerzuma skupaj s soprogo Lakšmi, rojeno iz oceana nektarja, milostno pokaže pred mano. Gospod Džaganat je okras na glavi para brame, vrhovne duhovne stvarnosti. Njegove oči so kakor cvetni lističi modrega lotosa. Tempelj Nilačala, v katerem prebiva, spominja na safirni hrib. Njegova lotosova stopala počivajo na glavah gospoda Ananta Deve. Uživa v prelivanju draži transcendentalne ljubezni in je srečen samo, kadar objema dražestni božanski lik Šrimati Radarani. Naj se ta gospodar univerzuma milostno razkrije mojim očem. Ne molim za kraljestvo, zlato, rubine ali bogatstvo. Ne prosim niti za dobro in lepo ženo. Želja vseh navadnih ljudi. Želim si samo, da se ta gospodar univerzuma, čigar slavo vekomaj poje veliki Šiva, milostno razkrije mojim očem. O gospodar polbogov, molim k tebi, da me hitro odrešiš brez ciljnega bivanja v materialnem svetu. O gospodar Jadujev, prosim te, da uničiš kupe posledic, ki bi jih sicer moral trpeti za svoja grešna dejanja. Oh, kako lepo je vedeti, da gospod Džaganat zmeraj nakloni svoja lotosova stopala tistim, ki se čutijo ponižne in nemočne. Naj se ta gospodar univerzuma milostno razkrije mojim očem. Duša samoobvladanega in krepostnega človeka, ki recitira teh 8 verzov v slavo gospoda Džaganate, se očisti vseh grehov in odide naravnost v prebivališče gospoda Višnuja. Šri Džaganatashtaka ki dža.
Rachit kalindi tata vipina sangita karavo Puirinari vadana kamala svama Rama Shamba Brahma Rapati Ganesharchita Pado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Savie venom šira si šiki pičanka ti tate. Dukulam netrante sahacharika takšan vidadate. Sada Shrimad Vrindavana Vasati Lila Parichayo. Jaganata Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tume. Jaganata Swami Nayana Vatume Bodestire Kanakaru Chireni Lashikare Vasam Prasadanta Sahaja Balabhadrena Balina. Bhadra madhyasta sakala sura seva tasarado. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Paravara sajala jala dasreni ruchira mavanira maspura damala panke ruhamuka surendraya radya shruti gana shika gita charito. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Arudha gacham pati milita budeva patala. Stuti pradurbavam prati padam upakarnya sadaya. Ya sindurbandu sakala jagatam sindu sutaya. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Param brahma pita kuvalaya dalot pulanayano. Siniladro nihita charano nata shirasi. Rasanandirada sarasava puralingana suko. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Jaganata swami nayana patagami bhavatume. Navaya cherajana jakanaka munikya vibhava. Naya chekam ramyam sakala janakamyam
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Na kratko bom povedala, kako so prišli Jagannath, gospod Jagannath Baladev pa Subhadra k meni. Po mesecu Kartiku, ki sem ga preživela v Vrindavanu, sem se z baktami odpravila v Jagannath Puri, na Puri Parikramo. In mislim, bilo je res ekstatično. Tok bakt videti na kupu, to je, oziroma bakt romarjev, to so reke romarjev, si sploh nisem mogla predstavljati tega, dokler nisem videla. In pač en dan sem si vzela, šla sem do Jagannath Mandirja in delala parikramo okrog templa. In v bistvu je bilo dosti čustveno vse skupaj, vse sem doživljala zelo čustveno. Vemo vsi, da če nismo hindujske krvi, ne moramo vstopiti v tempel Jagannathov. In meni se je to zdelo po prvem poskusu, ko sem poskušala videti Jagannatha in mi ni uspelo, mi je bilo to pač težko pri srcu, ne. In sem prosila Jagannatha, sem rekla: Jagannath, jaz ne morem do tebe, jaz te ne morem videti, prid tih men, kdaj boš prišel? In res je, jokala sem. Zgodil se je še nekaj ob tem, ko sem delala parikramo okrog templa, so me te varnostniki, ki so zelo zadržani drugači in zelo strogi, so me povabili k sebi in smo se pogovarjali tam 20 minut, skor pol ure. In pol na koncu smo vprašala, a pa bi me spustili noter, da grem Jagannatha pogled. Pa so bili tako žalostni, so rekli, ne moramo, na žalost, ne. No, pa smo se poslovili, jaz sem tudi počas se odpravila proti tam, kjer sem prebivala. Naslednji dan sem se pol odpravila proti Majapurju. In po petih dneh ko sem bila v Majapurju, mi zvon telefon in me pokliče en prabhu, ki je služabnik gospoda Jagannatha v templu v Puriju. In prav, Mataji, Mataji, jaz sem v Majapurju. Jaz sem mogel priti v Majapur. Jaz pridem v Majapur samo za gor por njim, pa nič več. Ampak zdaj sem mogel priti. In nekaj imam za tebe, nujno sem morala dobiti. In je prišel k meni in prav, imam nekaj za tebe. In mi da Jagannatha Baladeva in Subhadro. Tako da to je nekak dokaz, kako je Jagannath milosten in kako sliši naše molitve in naše želje. Tako da jaz vam toplo priporočam, molite se Jagannathu. On res uresničuje želje. In po petih dneh je on prišel mene pogledati. In zdaj samo prosim, da bi Jagannath Baladev pa Subhadra ostal pri meni. Tako da z vašimi blagoslovi prosim, da bi ga res vdano služila. Hvala. Hare Krishna. Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. A ja, še to sem hotela povedati. Jaz sem temu prabuju rekla, jaz nisem neinicirana, nimam neduhovnega učitelja. Jaz ne morem skrbeti za Jagannatha, Baladeva pa Subhadro. In rekel, ne skrbi, samo daj jim ljubezen. To je vse, kar rabijo.
Pa, eto, moja priča nije toliko ovoga. Da, sad Puđarima iz templa, iz Jagannathpurija. Ali isto je ta stvar da nekako sam dobila realizaciju koliko Krišna odgovara puno na naše misle, na naše molitve nekako. Da koliko je milostiv i koliko zapravo mi, niti, ja barem nisam svjesna koliko on zapravo sve čuje što ja želim. I isto tako jako brzo nekako odgovara ako stvarno se, ako se trudimo raditi to što... Da samo da ne čitamo i taj stvari, nego samo da pokušavamo to staviti u praksu. Tako da, isto slične stvari u biti, isto mi je bilo jer nisam još niti inicirana ni ništa, ali dobila sam blagoslov od Lalitgovinda Prabhua. I baš zapravo sam slušala pravu pada da vidim kako šta mi on kaže sada i baš je isto stvar je rekao Krišna doesn't need your, kao da ne treba naše kačorije, nego treba našu ljubav, tako da u biti samo smo večer htjeli baš to zamoliti vaše blagoslove da ih nekako možemo obožavati i da ostanu tu s nama. I eto, hvala vam.
One of the four sacred abodes of Hinduism, where ancient legends still live on. The city of Puri in eastern India gears up once every year for a magnificent journey of the gods, as Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe and his siblings take their yearly summer vacation in three grand chariots. And this time, after 19 years, as per tradition, the gods will shed their old bodies and acquire new ones. The humble hamlet of Puri will transform from a population of 200,000 to over 1 million to become one of the largest religious gatherings on earth. An event which is a spectacular visual drama, a riot of color, sound and culture, where history, craftsmanship and legends come alive. Puri is a sleepy seaside town in eastern India, and since time immemorial has drawn to its shores pilgrims, adventurers and explorers. I am Rajiv Khandelwal, an actor, a traveler by passion, an explorer at heart. And today, I am in the city of Puri in the eastern state of Odisha. This city is the abode of the Hindu god Vishnu, popularly known in Puri as Lord Jagannath, which, if loosely translated, means the Lord of the Universe. I am here to witness an age-old tradition steeped in faith, to discover the stories of this holy city. Puri is also called Shri Purushottam Dham, the abode of Lord Vishnu on earth. Hindus believe in the Holy Trinity, Brahma the creator, Shiva the destroyer, and Vishnu the preserver. According to beliefs, Vishnu takes various avatars down the ages to protect humanity from evil. Lord Vishnu is also worshipped as Krishna or Narayan, and here in Puri as Lord Jagannath. Situated across the four corners of the country, Puri, along with Rameshwaram, Dwarka, and Badrinath, makes the Char Dham or four holy abodes of Hinduism. The home of Lord Jagannath attracts thousands of pilgrims every year, as these dhams or holy abodes are considered sacred by the Hindus to be visited once in their lifetime.
जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ को बहुत विश्वास मोर सब दिन मोर आशा विश्वास सब समान सब पूर्ण करन
अभी तक मैंने भगवान से जो जो मांगा है मेरे को भगवान ने पूरा दिया है
भगवान के ऊपर कितनी आस्था है जब तक के सांस है तब तक के उनके ऊपर आस्था है अपनी
द आईडिया ऑफ इंडिया इज नॉट क्रिएटेड बाय पॉलिटिशियंस और किंग्स इट इज क्रिएटेड बाय pilgrims who traveled across India. So traveling and to a holy place, to a river or to a mountain or a cave, has been recorded for at least 2000 years. So the yatra is a very important idea in Hinduism.
The idea of yatra has a special significance in the holy city of Puri, where the gods themselves go on a journey each summer. This hugely popular event is called the Rath Yatra or the Chariot Parade. Lord Jagannath and his siblings, Balbhadra and Subhadra, travel a distance of about 3 kilometers from their resident Jagannath temple to the neighboring Gundicha temple in 3 magnificent chariots. Thousands of pilgrims travel from around the globe to catch a glimpse of the beloved Lord during the yatra, in the hope of gaining nirvana or salvation. Begins to prepare for the chariot ride more than 2 months before the event. The preparations get a kickstart with sourcing of wood from the nearby ex-princely state of Dasapala. Three towering chariots, one each for Lord Jagannath, his brother Balabhadra, and his sister Subhadra, are constructed from scratch every year. And there are no written instructions for the craftsmen. Instead, all the knowledge is handed down orally from one generation to another. Incredibly, the construction of these gigantic chariots is based on the centuries-old tradition of using hand spans to measure the wood.
कोई भी माप एक इंच का माप भी माप है हाफ इंच का माप भी ऊपर नीचे नहीं होना चाहिए जितना भी स्ट्रक्चर है हाथ काटे के जरिए जो भी पार्ट्स का माप अलग अलग है उसी माप से पर्टिकुलर उसी माप से बना जाता है.
While work on the chariots is on, I head to the most iconic landmark of Puri, the temple of Lord Jagannath. One of the greatest attractions of Puri is the magnificent Jagannath temple, which we see today, built in 12th century in honor of the Lord. It sprawls over
400,000 square feet of land with an imposing fortifying surrounding wall about 22 feet high. The main structure rises to a height of 200 feet, almost as high as the famous Taj Mahal. The main temple is surrounded by 30 smaller temples of varying sizes, housing different gods of the Hindu pantheon. It has a wheel right on top, made of 8 metals known as the Neel Chakra or the Blue Wheel. The wheel symbolizes the primary weapon of Lord Vishnu, the Sudarshan Chakra, while serving an important practical purpose as it protects the high-rise temple from thunderstrokes. Every day, a flag is hoisted on the wheel. A sevak or servitor, harnessed only by faith, climbs up swiftly to change the flag nearly 200 feet above the ground. The temple has always been an important pilgrimage center down the ages. Pilgrims came from all across the country. They traveled by elephants, by camels, by palanquins, by foot, braving highway robberies, treacherous forests, rough rivers, some devotion. In fact, if I were a pilgrim before 1840, I would actually have to pay pilgrim tax. No, I'm serious. The pilgrim tax, apparently introduced in the 17th century, was a source of revenue for the government of Odisha on account of the popularity of the temple. As per administrative orders of the temple authority, only Hindus are permitted to enter the temple.
One important theme in Hinduism is purity, and it's ritual purity. It's not hygiene, not purity as we think of it today. These practices were there in ancient Rome. These practices were there in ancient Egypt. Another reason they are kept out is because you can't turn a religious place into a tourist attraction.
The entry to the temple is through 4 massive, intricately carved gates. The Lion's Gate, the Elephant Gate, the Horse Gate, and the Tiger Gate. The deity of Lord Jagannath is steeped in history, and a fascinating legend surrounds the origin of Lord Jagannath. Once upon a time, a king called Indradyumna ruled central India. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu and had an ardent desire to see him. One day, a traveling mendicant came visiting the court and told him that Vishnu was worshipped in his truest form as Neel Madhav in Odisha. The king immediately ordered the head priest's brother Vidyapati to head to Odisha in search of Neel Madhav. After a long, tiring journey, Vidyapati reached Odisha. There, he found the tribal chieftain Vishwavasu secretly guarding Neel Madhav. He pleaded Vishwavasu to show him the place of worship, but the tribal chieftain refused. Vidyapati continued to stay in the village. Eventually, he fell in love with Vishwavasu's daughter and in time got married to her. Soon after the wedding, Vidyapati cajoled his wife to convince his father-in-law for just one glimpse of Neel Madhav. On his daughter's insistence, Vishwavasu finally agreed, but on one condition. Vidyapati would be taken blindfolded. But Vidyapati managed to outsmart the tribal chieftain. On his way, he dropped mustard seeds to later track his way back with the king. Upon reaching the secret cave, once the blindfold was removed, Vidyapati was spellbound to see the most magnificent image of Neel Madhav. He rushed back to tell his king, who at once set forth to catch a glimpse of his beloved lord. But later, when the king reached the cave with Vidyapati, he found it to be empty. Neelamadhav had disappeared. The king was devastated. Where would destiny lead him next? Would Lord Vishnu ever appear to him again? Only time would tell. The chariot festival about a month away, June becomes the most critical month for the chariot makers. Under the blazing summer sun, the craftsmen are working relentlessly to complete the magnificent structures in time. Once ready, each rath or chariot will be over 40 feet high, roughly the height of a four-story building.
स्ट्रक्चर बनता है जब पाए खंजर फिटिंग हो जाते हैं उसके ऊपर पिलर लगाए जाते हैं तो पिलर का साइज का कितना भी मापे नीचे से तैयार होकर डायरेक्ट लगता है वहां से यहां से डायरेक्ट तैयार होकर वहां फिटिंग किया जाता है
द आर्टिसंस बिगिन फर्स्ट विद द कोलोसल बीम्स देन कम्स द एक्सल एंड देन द रेस्ट ऑफ द बॉडी A total of 42 wheels are needed for all the chariots, and their proportions are extremely important, for it is the wheels that will ensure a smooth journey for the gods. Three different teams, one for each chariot, race against the clock to finish the mega structures in time for the grand event.
Hinduism 2000 years ago went through a major transformation. Before that, there was a Vedic systems, which were highly abstract and restricted only to the Brahmins. So Hinduism sort of redefined itself from the Vedic way to the Puranic way and started presenting itself through stories. And there were three major groups of stories, the Shaivite, the Vaishnavite, and the Shakta. And this particular temple of Jagannath Puri is within the Vaishnav framework. And the Vaishnav framework typically is about celebration of life. So the deity lives like a king. He lives a full life. He gets up in the morning, he's bathed, he wears different kinds of clothes. Every day the god is served food 6 times.
हमारा एक मान्यता है हिंदू धर्म में जो भगवान विष्णु हर रोज पृथ्वी पृष्ठ में आते हैं रामेश्वरम में जाते हैं स्नान करने के लिए उसके बाद द्वारिका जाते हैं उधर ये श्रृंगार होके सारा देश का चलाते हैं रजा होके मध्याह्न में भगवान विष्णु पुरी में आते हैं यहाँ पे वो खाना खाने के लिए आते हैं और जिस अर्न को ब्राह्मण लोग क्या देवता लोग भी तरसते हैं पाने के लिए ये इसी क्षेत्र का महत्व ये खाने का पीठ है क्षेत्र है
I need to get a taste of the reason why Puri is considered the dham where the Lord feasts. I am about to experience food from a kitchen which can feed 100,000 people in a few hours' notice. The food is cooked in one of the largest temple kitchens in the world. About 100 feet long and 150 feet broad, it looks like a fortress from the outside. The chief cook of the temple took me for a tour to the nearby market from where the raw material is sourced every day. Only vegetables indigenous to the region are used for cooking the meal for Lord Jagannath.
अच्छा ये बताइए ये मार्केट कितना पुराना है?
ये हजारों साल पुराना मार्केट है उसका नाम है लक्ष्मी बाजार आसपास का जो खेत है वहीं से सब आता है आलू बिलाती आलू टमाटर कोबी और भिंडी ये सब यूज नहीं होता है मिर्च ग्रीन चिली काजू यूज होता है काजू ट्रेडिशनल है
डेली लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ एंजॉयज 56 वैरायटीज ऑफ फूड आइटम्स सीम्स लाइक अ लॉर्ड हु लव्स टू फीस्ट over 1,000 pots, 600 cooks, and only the ancient technique of using wood goes into making special dishes for the Lord.
सब ट्रेडिशनल चूल्हा में बनता है. जो चूल्हा भी है वो अद्भुत चूल्हा है, जो करीबन 3.5 फुट ऊंचा का चूल्हा है. चूल्हा में एक साथ 9 से 12 मिटकी बचता है. मिटकी में हम लोग खाना बनाते हैं जो एक बार यूज होता है, उसके बाद उसको तोड़ा दिया जाता है.
एंड इट ट्रूली फील्स लाइक अ प्लेस वेयर द गॉड्स फीस्ट. रेप्यूटेड टू बी वन ऑफ द लार्जेस्ट किचन इन द वर्ल्ड, देयर आर अबाउट 600 कुक्स हु प्रिपेयर व्हाट इज कॉल्ड द महाप्रसाद. The food is first served to Lord Jagannath, then to Goddess Vimla, after which it is deemed the Mahaprasad. One of the most spiritual experiences for the visitors who have poured into Puri is the partaking of this Mahaprasad. It is an integral part of the visit to the temple. The kitchen feeds nearly 25,000 people every day. But with the yatra around the corner, it needs to gear up for double that number. Centuries of myths, legends, and history have woven themselves into a rich culture of traditions and beliefs around Lord Jagannath, one of the most unique gods in the Hindu pantheon.
The images are deformed. That's the first thing that strikes you. You have a god with circular eyes and no ears and no hands, no feet. That deformity surprises you. It's almost like a totem, a tribal totem.
And this imperfection takes us back to the legend of how the tribal god Neel Madhav came to be worshipped as Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. On King Indradyumna's instructions, his trusted servant Vidyapati managed to locate the truest form of Lord Vishnu, worshipped in the forest of Odisha as Neelamadha. On hearing this news, the king immediately set out on pilgrimage to Odisha. But when he made his way into the secret cave, he found that the image had disappeared. The king was devastated. But he received a divine vision that he should go to Puri and draw ashore a log of wood which would be floating on the waves. The king obeyed and found a log floating on the shores of Puri. Ecstatic, he brought it to the palace, only to face a greater challenge. No one could carve through that hard wood, and since no one else had seen Vishnu, no one could carve the figure in his likeness. When the task was getting impossible to execute, Vishwakarma, the artisan of the gods, appeared in the guise of an old carpenter. He convinced the king that he could carve out the idols on the condition that no one should disturb him for 21 days. The king readily agreed. After the 15th day, the queen grew impatient and persuaded the king to open the door. There, to his dismay, he saw that the carpenter had disappeared, only to leave behind wooden images in their incomplete form. And it is believed that the same form of these iconic wooden idols is housed in the famous Jagannath temple in Puri.
पुराना इतिहास और परंपराओं का किस्सा द लेजेंड ऑफ जगन्नाथ देखिए प्रतिदिन शुक्रवार रात 8 बजे नेट जियो पर.
टुडे पुरी इज अबज़ विद एंटिसिपेशन. इट इज जून एंड एन इंपॉर्टेंट रिचुअल इज टेकिंग प्लेस, Snan Purnima, or the bathing ceremony. Every year, the idols of Lord Jagannath and his siblings Balabhadra and Subhadra are brought out and bathed with 108 pitchers of water. Traditionally, after this ritual, the gods fall ill and take 15 days to recover. During this time, the main temple remains shut, only to reopen again at the time of the Rath Yatra. But this year, the temple will remain shut for 45 days and the gods will not recover. What is most fascinating about the legend of Lord Jagannath is that he dies like mortals. He, along with his brother Balabhadra and sister Subhadra, are given new bodies. The ceremonial process is called Nabh Kalibar. Nabh meaning new and Kalibar meaning body. The transition from the old wooden body to a new one.
This is one message that death is inevitable for anybody. So we live with ego, we live with pride, arrogance, stubbornness. But here the Lord is telling, look, I came, I'm going. Get ready.
As per tradition, the ritual of re-embodiment and replacing of old wooden idols with new ones takes place every 8, 12 or 19 years. The millennium's first Nabh Kalibar is in 2015, which is being celebrated after a gap of 19 years. Soon after Snan Purnima, the engravings of the new idols begin. According to the legend, King Indradyumna impatiently stormed in and interrupted the artisans' work. But in current date, nobody is allowed to disturb the artisans. They work in complete seclusion and not even the king is allowed in. I will be meeting the current king, Gajapati Maharaj Dibya Singh Deb, to uncover more stories about the tradition.
Kings of Odisha had this responsibility or obligation of serving Lord Jagannath. They were known as the first sevaks or servants of the Lord. And this tradition continued through centuries. And it is not one dynasty, but many dynasties which succeeded to this tradition. During Rath Yatra, all the three lords are seated on their respective chariots. The king has to go and perform the first seva, the first service. And that also involves sweeping of the floor around the throne on the chariot, which is very unique. And makes us wonder why the king is doing something which normally we find someone very low down in our social hierarchy do, sweeping the floor. So that is very amazing. This is, in my opinion, to say that before the Lord, there is nothing high or low. And everything we do, even the smallest of our actions, should be dedicated at his feet.
Barely a few days remain to the Rath Yatra. The blazing heat has given way to rain. Every cog in the wheel needs to work in synchronicity for the event to go off flawlessly. The chariots are in the final stage of their making. The craftsmen give finishing touches to these mega structures. Only the charioteers and the horses, which are done right at the end, are left to be completed. Frames and wheels are decorated with colorful designs inspired from Odissean temple architecture. The frames are then covered with intricately embroidered black, green, red, and yellow cloth. Constables and 150 traffic constables are in place to keep a close guard on the devotees and ensure their safety. As the time draws closer to the Rath Yatra, the mood becomes electrifying. With faith comes a surreal energy which suffuses those who have traveled far and wide to the holy city. Passion rides the air. A day before the main event, the chariots are pulled to their parking place, right outside the Lion's Gate of the temple, where they await their divine passengers. Tomorrow, the curtains will rise on the spectacular Rath Yatra.
कोई साधारण मंदिर नहीं और ये कोई साधारण रथ नहीं, ये महाउत्सव है श्रद्धा और विश्वास का.
This frenzy that you see right behind me happens every year here in Puri.
नेट जियो ला रहा है जगन्नाथ पुरी रथ यात्रा से जुड़ा सदियों पुराना इतिहास और परंपराओं का किस्सा. द लेजेंड ऑफ जगन्नाथ. देखिए रिपीट शुक्रवार रात 8 बजे नेट जियो पर.
The day has finally dawned when all of Puri resounds with faith and becomes a mega religious hub. After a gap of 19 years, old deities of Jagannath temple have been replaced with new ones and will finally be brought out for Nav Kalibar Rath Yatra. Three towering chariots, a five-layered security cordon, about 10,000 security personnel, close to 164 police platoons, and over 1.5 million devotees who have traveled from all over the world to be here for the Maharath Yatra or the Grand Chariot Parade. The three massive and magnificent chariots belong to the three main deities. The first one belongs to Lord Jagannath. The next one, the one in the center, belongs to Lord Jagannath's sister, Subhadra. And the one on the extreme left in red and green belongs to Lord Jagannath's brother, Balabhadra. These ropes that you are seeing, which are lying in front of me, are used to pull these massive, magnificent chariots. But these are no ordinary ropes. These ropes are considered to be so auspicious that a mere touch of it will help you absolve all your sins. Did you know that the word juggernaut in English has been inspired by Jagannath, Lord Jagannath? Back in the 18th century, a lot of English writers used to feel that this was that god who used to crush the devotees who would throw themselves in front of the wheels of this chariot. And it's not surprising, considering the size of the chariot wheels, which are about 7 feet in diameter. The time is approaching for the deities to be brought out of the temple. Nothing deters the faithful who wait restlessly under the blazing sun. As the temperature rises, so does the fervor. This frenzy that you see right behind me happens every year here in Puri. Every year there's a turnout of about 500,000 to 1 million of devotees who come to see their god. But this year, the turnout is expected to be a staggering 1.5 million or above. The 20th century had 6 documented Nav Kalibars from 1912. 2015 is the millennium's first Nav Kalibar, and the celebrations are grand. The moment is here. Close to noon, the gods are brought out of their home in an elaborate ritual called the Pahandi. First to be brought out is Lord Jagannath's brother, Balabhadra, who is brought out in a step-by-step motion, swaying to the passion of the devotees as they sing and dance in joy. He is placed in his waiting chariot. Next, Lord Jagannath's sister, Subhadra, is brought out almost in a lying down posture and carried to her chariot. Once Balabhadra and Subhadra are brought out, the crowds wait for Lord Jagannath. Dancers perform traditional Odissi dance to the accompaniment of Odissian percussion instruments, and crowds jostle to see their beloved god. Finally, Lord Jagannath is brought out and the devotees are ecstatic. Are in their seats, but there is one important ritual left before the chariots begin to roll: the Chera Pahandra, which is performed by the king. The king leads a royal procession to the chariots, which he then proceeds to sweep with a golden broom and bow down to Lord Jagannath. The ritual goes back several hundred years and symbolizes the subjugation of the temporal and the spiritual. Back in the 12th century, the emperors of Odisha declared themselves as servants of Lord Jagannath and have ruled this land ever since as his representative. The ritual is also a demonstration of the unique philosophy of integration and unity symbolized by Lord Jagannath. There is absolutely no distinction between caste, creed, or any other barrier during the entire festival. The horses are mounted. Four thick long ropes made of coconut fiber, nearly 250 feet long and 8 inches in diameter, are attached to each chariot. And the journey begins. It is an incredible moment when the ruts begin to move. The giant wheels start rolling and the crowds go hysterical. The chariot of Lord Balabhadra is called Taladhwaja after the palm tree seen on his flag. It is 44 feet in height and has 14 wheels. The smallest chariot belongs to Subhadra and is called Darpadalana, or literally the trampler of pride. It rises 43 feet high, has 12 wheels and is decked with black and red cloth. And finally, Lord Jagannath's Rath, 45 feet high with 16 wheels, called Nandighosha, bedazzles with its red and yellow cloth and with giant wheels. The Rath Yatra is a symbolic journey. In the sacred Hindu text Upanishads, Rath is defined as body, and this distance is believed to represent symbolically the path the body takes to reach its destination or nirvana or salvation. The crowds throng around the chariots pulling the ropes. A spectacle which redefines faith in more ways than one. Almost 5 hours and 3 kilometers later, the chariots finally reached their destination, the Gundicha Temple. And with the same fervor and passion, the deities are taken in. This marks the start of the 7-day sojourn of the deities, after which they will go back to their residing home, the Jagannath Temple, from the Gundicha Temple. The grand festival is over, and I go back to where I belong. What I take back with me are memories of a larger-than-life spectacle. Stories, priests. One day, a traveling mendicant came visiting the court and told him that Vishnu was worshipped in his truest form as Neel Madhav in Odisha. The king immediately ordered the head priest's brother Vidyapati to head to Odisha in search of Neel Madhav. After a long, tiring journey, Vidyapati reached Odisha. There, he found the tribal chieftain Vishwavasu secretly guarding Neel Madhav. He pleaded Vishwavasu to show him the place of worship, but the tribal chieftain refused. Vidyapati continued to stay in the village. Eventually, he fell in love with Vishwavasu's daughter and in time got married to her. Soon after the wedding, Vidyapati cajoled his wife to convince his father-in-law for just one glimpse of Neel Madhav. On his daughter's insistence, Vishwavasu finally agreed, but on one condition. Vidyapati would be taken blindfolded. But Vidyapati managed to outsmart the tribal chieftain. On his way, he dropped mustard seeds to later track his way back with the king. Upon reaching the secret cave, once the blindfold was removed, Vidyapati was spellbound to see the most magnificent image of Neel Madhav. He rushed back to tell his king, who at once set forth to catch a glimpse of his beloved lord. But later, when the king reached the cave with Vidyapati, he found it to be empty. Neel Madhav had disappeared. The king was devastated. But he received a divine vision that he should go to Puri and draw ashore a log of wood which would be floating on the waves. The king obeyed and found a log floating on the shores of Puri. Ecstatic, he brought it to the palace, only to face a greater challenge. No one could carve through that hard wood, and since no one else had seen Vishnu, no one could carve the figure in his likeness. When the task was getting impossible to execute, Vishwakarma, the art. One of the gods appeared in the guise of an old carpenter. He convinced the king that he could carve out the idols on the condition that no one should disturb him for 21 days. The king readily agreed. After the 15th day, the queen grew impatient and persuaded the king to open the door. There, to his dismay, he saw that the carpenter had disappeared, only to leave behind wooden images in their incomplete form. And it is believed that the same form of these iconic wooden idols is housed in the famous Jagannath Temple in Puri.